you out there Christmas shopping right now? Trying to hog all the parking spots close to the front door? Hey, park away. Park away from the front door. Get a few extra steps in. That's right.
Hey, speaking of, did you hear the commercial on pavers? We had Rusty call earlier today.
Yes.
And he's driving his big semi. And he was wondering, if he put pavers in his own driveway, can he pull in there with a full semi truck?
We talked about that last segment. You must have been call screening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
While you were
that's
on,
my biggest fear, were you, coming in and out like this.
While you were on 17 phone calls, we fully addressed that issue.
Oh, well, I guess I have to listen back to find the answer.
Yeah, and the answer is yes. Pavers will take the weight. You just have to have them installed correctly. So, Jennifer, if you want to buy an 18-wheeler, we can install a paver parking area for it.
Well, Rusty got his answer twice. So maybe he was in and out of the truck. He needed to hear it, right?
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's bring Marilyn into the conversation.
Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, Miss Marilyn. What are
What
are you up to today?
Well, I got an estimate this week from a pest control company for a ceiling to be applied at the base or the perimeter of the house to keep rodents from getting in the walls. And I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on that.
When was your house built?
Built in 1988.
Okay, and if I go outside your house, the outside surface is stucco?
Yes.
Okay, and if I take my hand and I rub down the face of the stucco all the way down to the bottom, am I going to reach under there and have it sticking out off the stem wall by about 1 inch, and there's a little metal strip down there?
Yes.
Okay. There is an argument for sealing that metal strip to the concrete, okay? There's a good argument for that. But that metal strip has holes in the bottom of it. Your stucco is not waterproof. It absorbs moisture in the rain. And you must have those holes in the bottom of that weep screed completely open for the water to escape, or you will create a massive moisture problem throughout your house.
Okay.
So if they're giving you a proposal, and some pest control companies tell people to seal those holes to keep pests from going in and out, and they're creating a huge problem.
It's actually against code. They just don't know what they're doing.
Right. So if they're just sealing the joint between, that little metal strip is called a weep screed. Okay. If they're sealing the joint between the concrete stem wall and the weep screed, I'm fine with that. If they're not careful and they're sloppy, or they intentionally start filling all the little holes that are located every several inches, then I'm not okay with that. I have a real problem.
Okay.
Okay. Now, how big a house do you have?
It's 2,400 square feet.
And all they're doing is giving you an estimate to seal that section.
Around the whole perimeter of the house, and to put the screens on the top of the roof for the plumbing and the vents.
Okay. All right. Do you mind sharing with me what they're charging you for a service like that?
$700.
Okay. I for a 2,400 square foot home, it's going to be probably a couple guys there several hours.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to have a particularly lot of product involved. They're probably not going to have $100 worth of material at the most. That's a pretty fair price in my mind, Marilyn.
Okay.
Now, are you having particular pest control problems, or is this a preventative thing?
Well, off and on, you know, like everybody is dealing with roof rats.
Right.
And I just don't want them to, you know, find a good nesting place in the walls, in the ceilings, so where I'm just trying to be proactive.
Is your neighborhood prone to roof rat activity?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I think you're in good hands. The number seems about fair to me. You're doing it for preventative measures. It's the way a home should be built. That seal should be installed at the point of construction back in the 80s and the 90s, it was not. So you're going to have to go ahead and have them do it. Don't let them plug the little bitty weep holes in the bottom of the weep screen.
And you could always get a second opinion from one of our pest control partners that have been through our screening process at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Just click on Trusted Partner, type in your zip code or city, type in the category of service you're looking for, and the geolocator will show you the closest partners we have to your area. And next segment, we'll have MAM, Military Assisted Missions, in for a little interview about the service they provide for the community. But I wanted to read a little article that came up out of the Green Valley News. You know, we're highlighting our nonprofit partners, but we also have partners on our referral network. Rosie was talking about how hard we screen to make sure, you know, we're not out there babysitting. These are self-sufficient guys that do the right thing. And, you know, Ethan down there at Green Valley Heating and Cooling got word of a single mother with two children and no ability to invest the thousands of dollars in repairs they needed to get their heater operating for winter. And they went down there and, you know, without asking or asking anything back, got the heater up and running for them.
Rosie Certified Contractors, delivering heart to the home.
Nice.